Let's go! And welcome to a brand new week of the Snitch and Lens podcast. Lens, my friend of 20 years.
21 years.
Oh, sorry, 21
years. 21 years this year.
These years, they fly by, my friend, like days of our lives, like sands through the hourglass.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
He's across the couch from me. That's right.
That's right.
You might have noticed we sounded a bit different. We're in a different location. Lindsay Price, how are you?
I am fantastic. A little bit fatigued.
Fatigued?
Yeah.
What are you fatigued for?
It's been a big weekend.
Has it?
Yes.
Has it really?
It really... Michael, trust me when I'm saying it's been a massive weekend.
Okay, I'll have to take your word for
fantastic,
it.
Fantastic, in fact.
I rocked up here and all you said was, let's go to lunch.
Life-changing.
Yeah, you were lying on the couch and you were like, let's go to lunch. And I'm like, man, this guy's had a huge weekend.
I had a lampshade on my head. Yeah. I'm like, just pull it off. I'm like, okay, I'm covered in Doritos, no shirt.
Yeah, exactly. You sat up and we started the podcast, which is the point. We are now doing the podcast from Rancho Relaxo.
Rancho Relaxo.
Because Lindsay, and this is new news as well, there's a couple of new things.
That's right. There's a few new changes in our lives.
Yeah. Lindsay is now my housemate.
Like
we
like,
are, we have nothing but a wall and a walk-in wardrobe separating us now.
And that's it.
That's it.
Like, yeah, like you said before, we've taken the friendship to a whole new level.
To a whole new level. To just, people are really starting to ask questions now.
Like, so Snitch and Lens, like, they're living together
now?
They're
living together now. I mean, I always saw it happening, but it...
Have they got girlfriends?
I bloody hope they do.
Like, I think Lindsay's single, but he's working on it.
Yeah, he's working on it. He's worked his way into the house, apparently. We also are joined by our housemate here as well. Pat, you've met him before. He has 1,000 Bondi t-shirts.
That's right. He went to get all the souvenir t-shirts from all the souvenir shops in Sydney.
Yeah. Say hi, Pat.
He's busy. He can't hear us right now. He's off in his own little world, yeah, doing his own little business.
He's got his earplugs in. He's the hardest worker we know.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a worker bee. He's absolutely killing on the computer right there. I think he's making a website,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
He's mocking up a website, as you would say.
Yeah, some fascinating stuff. But enough about Pat, all right? I'm sick of it already.
So am I. Leaves his shit everywhere.
Lindsman, it is good to have you in the house.
It's great to be in the house. So after 3 months of being in the house,
we've finally decided to do a freaking podcast.
Yeah.
Even though we now live together, we have no excuse at all.
We still
took 3 months to get around to
it. It took us 3 months to even just get these mics out. I'm like, yep, okay, we got to record something.
Yeah, we got to do something. People are just chomping at the bit to hear some
Snitch and Lens. Some people I know, I'm not going to name names, have discovered Snitch and Lens.
Ooh,
and have been bugging me for more content. Like, when's the next podcast coming out? I'm like, soon.
Are these maybe people that you weren't expecting to discover the podcast?
No, but they discovered it anyway. And they
have a tendency to do that, don't they?
They are, what do you call it when someone's so furious? Like, someone's a fan. Like, what do you call them?
I don't know.
Zealous, that's it.
They're zealous.
Zealous.
Zealous?
Zealous, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, we're off to flying start. Lensman, great to have you back on the podcast, everyone listening. It's been way too long, and
yep,
we are ready to pump these out a lot more often than we have. And I know we said that last time.
Yeah, I know.
But
maybe we don't
now
have to make the podcast as long. Maybe we can just pump out mini podcasts.
I reckon we can make them the same length, so that's fine. I mean, literally all we have to do now is sit down on the couch and turn it on. We're ready to go.
I guess, but we still have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's
points. I don't like saying that we put any work into this whatsoever, because really, really we don't.
Somehow it shows a little bit. People are just like, it's not their A game, but they're getting back into it.
They're getting back into it.
So,
and that's what this podcast is. This is the return. Enjoy.
Bear with us.
Lindsman,
yeah,
it's been 3 months, so there's been so much stuff that has happened that we need to chat about, okay?
Okay, what's happened? You've come in, you said, I got this bit, I'm like, what's going on?
And I've been sitting on this bit for 3 months, dead set. It has taken me a long time to get around to this.
Okay, what is it?
Lindsman, Anzac Day, okay? We had quite an Anzac Day, didn't we?
We did.
My dad, he plays in the Holroyd Marching Band,
yep,
the brass band there. Fantastic band.
We saw him march. We saw him play his little flute, trumpet.
Flute?
What was it?
My dad doesn't play fucking flute.
What does he play?
God, he doesn't just twinkle in his little twinkle toes and plays his flute. He plays a cornet, like a trumpet.
Okay, there we go. A trumpet. There we go.
Oh, look at you. This is what I'm talking about here. Fucking disrespect.
What?
Yeah.
No,
this is what
hang
I'm
if anyone was respectful that day, it was me.
Okay, let's talk about how respectful you were. We were like, let's go watch my dad march at the thing, and then we'll meet up with him afterwards, and we're going to go get a beer with him.
Excellent.
Lindsay rocks up, and he's three sheets to the wind drunk off his ass already. He has pre-drinked like he's going to his favorite band's concert. Okay.
I wanted to show the boys the Anzac legend.
You had the spirit of the Anzac in you a little too much.
I was like 100 years today.
Yeah.
Our brethren were bleeding on the beaches, trying their best. I'm like, I'm having one for them.
Yeah.
A few.
You had a few for them, all right? I think you had enough to make for each of the soldiers that died over there. Okay, Lindsay, you turned up blitzed, all right? Now, when you turned up blitzed, you were Blitz Lindsay. And Blitz Lindsay is very friendly Lindsay.
Hey, that's it's the very best loud, type very, of Lindsay.
Don't get me wrong. It's great Lindsay. It's great Lindsay.
Friendly Lindsay.
But it's also very agreeable Lindsay, okay?
Oh,
very agreeable.
Yes.
So what happened is you had a chat with my dad. My dad had a concert coming up with the marching band that he was marching with. Agreeable Lindsay came out. Friendly Lindsay came out, of course, didn't he?
Yeah, not
dad
old humbug Lindsay.
If you want to come along, Lindsay, there's a seat for you there. Just
and I
let
said,
me know.
Sounds fantastic.
You said, I'll see you there, Mr. Stitch. I will be front row for your concert. Comes around a month later. What happens? The concert comes. Oh, guess who didn't rock up?
Oh,
Linzmeister.
Lindsay boy.
Has had selective amnesia.
Oh my, what?
What a concert, you say? I don't believe I've ever heard of such concert.
Okay, you can't put a contract in front of a drunk person and expect them to keep it.
No, I'm pretty sure you can.
No, okay. There's got to be a rule against
Pretty sure that's what loan sharks do 24/7. And my dad saw an opening. He was looking for some audience members, and you were
and
right.
And he got plenty.
We all went along because we're nice people and we have respect for our elders. No. And, and we say we're going to do something, we actually go and do it.
Didn't they write a newspaper piece about it?
Yeah. And it got a great write-up.
There we go.
And to be honest...
So isn't that the reward in itself?
No, it's not. Like, you know what the reward would have been?
What?
His second son showing up to his... Because you know, Linzman.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Snitch family, I'm an only child. Their second son is Lindsay Price.
Yeah, second son and second mum.
And guess what? You ain't second son no more. You've been disowned. Talking to Dad last night, I was like, hey, Dad... You know, Lindsay said he was going to come along.
You threw me under the bus.
Hey, I didn't throw you under the bus, Lindsay, man. You threw yourself under the bus.
Why did you have to bring that thing up? Why couldn't you just let it forget? Why couldn't you forget it like I forgot it?
I felt like Dad knew, though. I felt like he was burning inside and he had to release this. And I'm like, Dad, I'm here for you, Dad, all right? The good son's here.
No.
The good son is here.
No.
Confide in me. And he wept upon my shoulder. Lens, man.
Yeah, man.
Come to a very, very, very...
What's wrong?
Very miserable...
You look terrible.
Yeah, no.
You get your head in your hand. Your eyes are bloodshot. They're actually black around the edges.
It's no good, Lens.
Is your girlfriend beating you? Are you sad?
I mean, she does beat me. Don't get me wrong.
Have you
she
got
does.
Money problems?
But, I got money problems as well.
You've got a lot of problems.
I've got lots of problems,
Health
Lens,
problems,
but my top
friend
of,
problems.
Top of the... I mean, all those problems. I have them all, but... Top of the
erectile
problems.
Dysfunction.
Yeah, I've got that as well, mate. It's just, I mean, that's second to what I'm about to tell you. But
well, this must be colossally big.
This is a colossal problem, Lindsay. Okay?
Yeah.
Lindsay, man, I'm allergic to beer.
Oh.
I'm for real here.
Oh, Michael.
I am for real. I am allergic to beer.
My heart goes out to you.
Yeah. All this time, I've been getting on the cans... of a night, waking up in the morning, and I've just had the craziest hay fever I've ever had.
Like last Saturday. Getting the tinnies out.
Getting the tinnies
and
out.
And
it was your birthday. I bought you a cube of new.
Yeah.
Bought you a cube of new. And you love a cube of new, don't you?
I love a good cube.
Yeah. And we dug into that cube. We dug into it deep.
I think there's only one beer left.
Yeah. We Minecrafted it. That's what we did.
That's what we did.
We dug into that cube.
And you woke up the next day Shocking.
Absolutely not shocking.
Not hungover.
No, I didn't have that many.
No.
I went moderate because I'm a responsible adult these days.
And thanks for coming on the party pies, by the way.
Oh, that's any time. That's right. That's what I'm here for.
You're a legendary host.
Yeah, I know. I'm a good host. What can I say? You know, like, someone's got to be responsible around here.
It wasn't me. But allergic to beer.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Okay, is it like wheat beer, soy beer? Like,
I just think it's all beers, man.
What about Guinness?
I don't like Guinness.
Neither do I, but
I don't think I should be forced to drink it just because I'm allergic to all the others.
But like, this is such a...
It's un-Australian. That's what it is.
It's unmasculine.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I know. Why can't you have a beer? Like, even saying like, oh, I'm watching the calories or something is even more masculine than being like, I'm allergic to it. Like, I'm going to start sneezing tomorrow if I have it.
It's just a sniffle. And they're just like, deal with it, mate.
The thing is, I've always preferred the white spirits over the beer anyway. Now this is just my excuse to be like, I'll get a gin and tonic. I'll get myself a vodka. I'll get myself a soda and whatever. Just not be nothing that's been fermented.
But what about working a hot day, summer day, and just getting on the frothies and just like, yeah, like this is what life's meant to be about, just cutting wood.
If I could say I'd ever worked a hot summer's day in my life, I would be drinking beer, I'm sure.
You should be.
And that's why I'm allergic to it, because that is the prime conditions to be drinking beer, is when you've worked a hot day. And I've never worked a hot day in my life.
Every day's AC.
It is.
Oh.
It's AC'd. It's either a perfect body temperature or slightly above, which is just where I like it.
No. Get the 4Xs. It just soothes
the body. And I feel like maybe you're not allergic to beer because you're a son of a tradie.
Yeah.
Like, you've got it in your blood. You're not a tradie yourself.
Well, you know, I'm sure Mum was on the tinnies when I was in the womb.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mate. That would explain so much.
It probably would.
it would explain a lot, Liz.
Hang on a second.
That's right. Well, there was just like piles of 4Xs everywhere when I came out of the womb. How about that?
The crib was literally made of like tinnies.
Yeah, exactly. She made it out of just a cube. It was a cube.
It was a cube.
That's why I got it for your birthday.
Like,
take you back to childhood.
Feels like home for some reason.
It does. But it doesn't feel like home for me because, you know, my mum, she was just drinking martinis when I came out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was cradled out on a golden spoon.
Oh, Jesus.
So, from now on, I have to go gins or vodkas. Are you going to be allowed to be seen for me in a pub?
This is going to be weird.
Because I feel like we're going opposite directions now. Because you used to like kind of ciders and beers, but now you're really going towards kind of the working man's beer. You like the news. You like
the 4Xs. Carlton Draft, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's good. It's
you
cheap.
Still steer away from the VBs, though. Still
no, man, that's dangerous territory.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, Michael, this is the real problem.
What?
Just bear with me here. You don't have a lot of friends. You're a bit of an introvert.
Jesus Christ, Lance.
I'm going to take you out.
Cutting me deep here. Mate, I've just found out I'm allergic to beer. Hey, calm down.
I'm going to have to, like, I'm taking you out to my new friends. Like, oh, this is my mate Snitch. Like, oh, yeah, cool. Can I give him a beer? I'm like,
guys, don't mention
this. Can I get everyone's attention for a
moment? I'm very sensitive about this subject.
Get attention. Just to let you know, he's a good mate, but... He's allergic to beer.
He's going
to
get the sniffles if he has,
get
if he has a corona.
Snitch, mate.
Lens.
I think I've stumbled upon the Protective Witness Service. Is that what it's called?
Witness Protection?
Witness Protection.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it's called.
I know the one.
I was like, Secret Service, Secret Citizen. You know the one.
You know the one. The one that Sideshow Bob was. When they went to Lake... No, it wasn't Lake. That's in Australia. I mean, that probably would have been a better place to go. I think they ended up going to Lake Murder or something like
something
that.
Something like that. Yeah, anyway, so Scream Creek.
Deep cut there from The Simpsons. Deep cut.
Okay. Because I was at work, and at work, you have to press 0 to call out. Otherwise, it's an internal call.
Okay.
So you like can call someone just like...
Yeah.
Six.
I think a lot of workplaces have that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a lot of workplaces. So I've forgotten to press the 0 button to call out.
Right.
Oh, no. I have pressed the 0 button for a mobile number. You know how a mobile number has O at the front?
Yeah.
So I've called out.
Uh-huh.
But the number has started at 4. It's
right.
04.
Yeah.
So it's 49678392. And I was like, okay. Uh-huh. I'm ringing. This lady picks up. I'm like, hello. Mm-hmm. Is this Mrs. Watts? She's like, no. I'm like,
okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, who's this? And she says, oh, I can't tell you. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? She said, how did you get this number? I'm like, well, I forgot to press the zero on the phone.
She, sounds like she said it like Harrison Ford says it. You know, how'd you get this number?
She did say that. She said, how did you get this number?
And to be fair, if I had you calling me up with your weird psycho voice on, no, I'd be asking the same goddamn
Where is he? Answer me.
What'd you do with my son?
And she was like super paranoid about it. I'm like, hey, it's okay. I'm just an idiot. I just forgot to press the zero.
No, you know, you have not.
So I feel like I've stumbled upon.
You stumbled upon that. You've stumbled upon someone who's not used to getting random phone calls. Honestly, that probably doesn't happen very often these days.
What state starts with a four? Oh, who starts with a four?
I don't know.
She was Aussie.
You've probably put
No.
You've probably gone to dial a zero and you've put a two and you've called somewhere. And
no, it went so it was dialed out.
Uh-huh.
And then went four.
Give us
four.
The exact number.
I can't give you the exact number.
We'll get all our listeners to call.
She felt pretty paranoid.
Then she's going to be paranoid.
I think she thought that was kind of like a mafia dude trying to hit her.
What?
Like she was obviously paranoid about the number.
Okay, say
like, so no, Michael, let's, if we, hang on, just bear with me.
Yeah,
bear with me.
I'm with you.
If we get a phone now and press four and let's say nine and then a bunch of other random numbers.
You want to do it? All right.
Okay, let's do it. Let's see who it calls.
It might be different coming from a landline. That's all I'm worried about. Well, while I'm doing this, Lensman, can we just play up what it would have been like with you calling her?
Okay.
So I'm her, all right?
Okay, so...
Okay, you ready? Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Watts, is it?
No.
Oh, my name's Mr. Lee Price. I was after Mr. Watts.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Lindsay Price.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry, you missed your first name there for a sec. Yep.
And I was just wondering if I could talk to Mrs. Watts. Is she there at all?
No Watts here at all.
Oh, okay. Well, who is okay, so this is the number I've got.
Yeah. Now, I want people on the podcast to listen to what Lindsay just said there and think, does that sound like a mafia hitman to you?
I don't know these things.
If you ring up and go, is this Mr. Watts?
Is this Mr. Watts?
And then when she says no, she's going to like...
Oh, I've been thrown off the case.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Lizman, I've got a number here. I can't say the number, I suppose.
Okay.
That's right.
But it starts with a four, yeah.
Starts with a four, okay.
Okay, let's...
We're going to give this a dial?
Let's hit the numbers and see what happens.
I don't think anything... I think it's going to go to one of those recorded messages.
You know,
were you talking to a recorded message?
Maybe.
Hold on, here we go.
After this number, I'm not available.
Yeah, I told you.
I'm telling you.
Tell me.
After this number, I'm not available.
Does that voice sound familiar, Lindsay?
No, it wasn't her. I wasn't talking to a machine. She was female and she was Aussie.
I don't want to check my number again. Is this Mrs. Watts?
You know what?
What are you hiding from me?
I'm going to find the number. I'm going to find it. And then we can't call it again. Can we call the one number off?
What do you mean you can't call it again?
No, because it's...
I'll call it again if you want.
No, because then she'll be paranoid.
Who cares?
No, we can't instill fear on people, Michael.
No one
we
cares
can't
about
encourage
Mrs.
that
Watts.
Behavior.
No one cares about Mrs. Watts. Lindsay, the other day, we had a couple of beers. We were in our...
Was this last night?
No, it wasn't last night. No.
Okay.
We'd had a couple of beers, although...
We
have to point out that we're in the middle of the week, and last night we did have a couple of beers.
It was a Wednesday night. We're like, let's get on the town.
Let's go. It's not like I need to get up early or anything like that.
You need to get up at 3.
I need to wake up at 3.
My phone died, and I plugged it in the charger. It wasn't turned on. The alarm didn't go off.
Oh,
and I had a big night. I woke up freaking out. I'm like, I'm going to die.
That's the worst.
I'm
going to get fired. Were you late?
I wasn't late, but I was later than I probably shouldn't be.
So you were late then. Sure. I'm reading between
the lines. I'm still in the mustard. Not in the red.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll leave the red till the end of the year.
Just rock up away. Whatever, kids.
Whatever. It's Christmas. Let's go. Linz, we had a couple of beers the other night, and you get into this kind of... You slip into the kind of deep and meaningful state real quick when you come to beers. Like two beers in, Linz is going real hard with the deep and meaningful.
I call it Philosopher's Corner.
Yep.
This is what I've been thinking and dwelling on lately.
It's getting a bit annoying because usually we're just kind of just loosening up a little bit and just having a bit of chit-chat, and suddenly Linz is coming in with the deep goddamn questions.
I'm like, this is a dark moment.
This is what happened, all right?
Guys, I hate to throw the shade, but I'm going to ask this question.
And Linz, man, it was a deep question, all right? Two beers in, we're sitting there was a lull in the conversation, and oh man, does Lindsay love interrupting a lull in a conversation? So, just want to come in with this.
I have to fill this void, this silence.
You filled it with, hey guys, I reckon I'm going to die before you. I mean, Linz, That was the first thing that came out in a lull in a conversation. It was probably the first lull in the conversation since we had the beers, and that's what you bring to the table. I'm going to die before you guys. Well, we're very young guys. We're only 27, 28.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to last, now, Michael.
Look, the night went on, okay?
Yeah.
And we had a few more beers, and I can't remember what the conversation we had was. So no. I'm going to bring it back up now and say, why do you think that you're going to cark it before we do?
Like, think about it. Like, you guys are obviously more healthier than I am.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say definitely our housemate Pat is.
Oh, he's definitely.
Sure. I mean, he's literally in the cupboard right now getting some oats.
Yeah, milk and oats. Yeah. Look at him cook it up. He's pouring the milk right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is a picture of a healthy man right there.
Rancho Relacho update.
Me, on the other hand, Linz, I eat healthy when I'm in this house. But when I'm elsewhere, it's all bets are off, okay? I'll go into town. I'm doing ribs. I'm doing steaks. I'm doing whatever.
Dicks.
And, no, it's just...
I'm sorry.
You're confusing eating healthy with something else. Look, a lot of them do eat healthy. Don't get me wrong. They're in great shape, all right? But that doesn't just automatically come as well.
I guess not. Well, I'm going to get on that diet.
Is that why you think you're going to die before we...
No. No. I drive a car. You guys don't drive cars.
No, neither of us have cars, and it's true. I do ride a bike on the road, though.
Ooh.
That's, you know, there is splitting hairs there whether driving a car is more dangerous than riding a bike.
Okay, I'm taller than you.
How does that... That doesn't factor in anything.
Yeah, big dogs don't last as long.
Are you comparing us to dogs?
Kind
of. I think it's also
bigger
different...
animals, like elephants don't live that long, do they?
I think elephants live really long now. I thought they lived ages.
Oh, maybe they do.
Yeah. I think they live a long time, elephants.
Oh, and whales live pretty long, don't they?
I think so.
Well, I know dogs. Big
there's
dogs
There's a lot of questions
long.
About animal ages here that I really am not qualified to
we
answer.
We need an animal expert.
Yeah.
Pat, you're a marine biologist.
Yeah. How long do whales...
Yeah, how long do whales last, Pat, mate?
Like, not in the fridge. Like, how long do they live for?
How long can we keep it in the fridge?
For real, though.
Pat? He's got his headphones in. He can't hear us.
He can't hear us.
He's off in his own world.
Yeah, he knew that we were starting the podcast, and he was like, I'm blocking this shit out.
I hate these guys.
They're going to start talking about animal ages and asking me what they are, and that's not going to bode well.
No. But hang on, what was our question? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to die earlier.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I'm just not going to make it.
Have you just got the vibe, do you?
I got a vibe. You
got the vibe.
So I got a universal feel that, I'm just not going to make it.
What age do you reckon you're going to go?
You know what? I reckon,
like 40? Yeah, definitely.
No, maybe not that young. 50?
Oh, okay, all right.
I reckon 50. Oh. 55.
Man, we're
you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to pay super. I want all my money right now. I don't plan to live that long.
I just realized this is just an entire ploy for Lindsay not having to pay super.
I don't want to play super.
You want that money now,
I
don't
want
you?
All my money.
Yeah.
I want every single dime I earn. Every hour I'm working, I want that in my account.
You go up to the government and be like, I don't want to pay super anymore. I know I'm going to cark it young.
Yeah.
Give me all my money now. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to spend it.
Can I just go to the government and like, look, you can shoot me if you want to. At 55, I want all
I
my money.
I think they'd be quite obliged.
They would. I was like, he doesn't want to save his super. Let's just shoot him at 55. I'm like, done. Cool. Let's go. Man, I'm still downhill from there anyway.
So are you saying like, if I can set my death at a certain time, can I get all my money up front?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm down with that.
By the time you... It depends when you have kids. Like if you have your kids...
Not having kids.
You
there we go.
Kids.
There we go.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's all my money for me. There we go. Done.
Wow. Lindsay, officially the most selfish man in Australia.
I'm not paying taxes either. This kind of relates to our last topic a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going deaf.
You're going deaf
I
now?
I think I'm deaf. I didn't think I can hear on my left ear.
Yeah, okay, so this is it. Lindsay, this is well known. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you've listened to it for like one episode, you'll know that Lindsay is a hypochondriac.
No, I'm telling you.
You're a hypochondriac.
I haven't heard anything on my left ear. Like, I couldn't hear sounds. Like, I couldn't hear, I can only hear bass in my left ear. I think I'm deaf. Like, I seriously think I'm deaf. I've had, ear cleaning and shit. Nothing.
Nothing. So you've just been deaf in your left ear and you haven't mentioned it till now.
Not completely deaf.
I don't think there's ever been a time where I've been
like
on your left
side. You know Beethoven, how he feels the piano? I'm kind of like that.
Oh, right, yeah, because you're such a musical genius.
I feel like I have to go to the... When I go to the club, I feel the speakers. I'm like, I can feel this music. This is a good beat.
That's a good Skrillex song.
Let's dance to this.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not inside your head, but I feel like if you were genuinely going deaf in your left ear,
yeah,
like to that extent, you'd probably be more worried about it and you would have mentioned it before the podcast.
It's either that
okay.
or there is some kind of Berlin Wall of wax in there stopping sound from penetrating. There's a communism kind of form of wax stopping sound from getting in.
I'm already seeing which one is more plausible. Okay. Lindsay, the guy that doesn't clean his hair that often.
Hey, you know, once a week will do the trick.
Once a week.
How often do you clean your hair?
Every night, mate.
What, wash it?
No, well, at least you rinse it out, but at least every second night.
I'm not coming out dry.
For you're not putting like a shower cap on or anything?
No, it's just it gets a few drips.
All right. Every second night for sure, though.
Washing.
I mean, what if you go running? What if you go for a run and it gets all sweaty?
Yeah, after exercise, yeah, fair enough.
All right, okay.
But like, seriously, like...
and that's only once a week.
What about the shampooed foam? How do you know if that's not getting you in clogging things up?
Clogging things up?
Like clogging your ear up.
Oh, man, well, I don't know. I'm not the one who's deaf in their left ear.
What? Jesus.
So you've had your cleaning out already, right?
I've done it twice.
You've got it twice.
But it's just the stuff you bought from the chemist.
You just... Oh, okay, so you haven't gone to the doctor.
It's kind of like drips.
Right, so yeah, so you got to go to the doctor or something. Right? I feel like that probably would have got it if there's like some gigantic ball of wax in your ear ready to just drop out at any second.
I'm hoping I'm deaf now. Like, otherwise, it sounds like I'm a really ungenuine
guy.
Wait,
you are hoping you're deaf?
Yeah.
Apart from looking like just a dirty human being, you want to be deaf for the rest of your life.
I'd rather be deaf.
You're an idiot.
Than have a giant thing of wax in my ear. That would sound gross.
Yeah.
That would sound gross.
It'd be gross for about a week until everyone forgot about it. Or you could be deaf for the rest of your life and not hear anything. Ever.
They've got robots for that stuff. Can I just get a bionicle ear? Can I just get like a microphone built into my ear?
It's called a hearing aid.
Well, there we go. Can I get one of those?
You can if you want, but I can tell you which side I'd want to be airing on, which is just kind of being a bit gross. Okay. You're already a bit gross, right, mate?
I'm not that gross. Hey,
I'm telling you now. People already think you're a bit gross. So
what is...
I don't have any cold hard evidence. I'm just assuming.
I feel like you might be right.
Yeah. Well, you are the guy that washes his hair once a week, so, I mean, who's to blame here?
I guess it's
you. Yeah, it's you. Lens, man.
Yeah, man.
Let me spin you a yarn.
Oh, what's happening?
Of my best day ever.
Really? Yeah, what happened? Right. Did we spend the day together? Was I in it?
No, you were not part of it at all, which was 100% to do with why it was the best day ever. Amazing.
Okay. And now we live together.
Yeah.
So every day's a bad day.
It's hell in this house, okay? It is hell. Lens, it was at my workplace, believe it or not. And you wouldn't expect my best day to be at work.
No.
Right? There's nothing wrong about work, don't get me wrong, but you wouldn't expect that to be the hot, you know, the top. Right?
No.
And I'm not married yet, so I don't have to say any of that thing. Like, actually, it was like... Well, it was
when you're technically obliged to
say. I haven't got any kids, and I'm going to be like, oh, of course, well, that was the best day of my life. You know what? I haven't had the best day of my life yet. That'll happen later.
Until then, you can't say that. Okay.
This is topping, all right? You ready for this?
Yeah.
You ready for this shit?
Okay, man? What happened?
I go out into the kitchen, right? And they've got a vending machine in the kitchen. Great vending machine. It's got lots of stuff in it, right?
Free stuff.
I put it... No, hold your fucking horses, all right? I put $2.20 in, right? Because I always get the Twix,
Twix.
Because it's the closest thing to a Kit Kat, and they don't have a Kit Kat in that machine.
Okay.
I love a Kit Kat, but they don't have it.
Or Kit Kat Junkie.
If there's any folly of that machine, it's the fact it doesn't have a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat Junkies, you into them?
No, don't like them at all.
Oh, just the Kit Kat.
No, I want the classic four-finger Kit Kat.
Yep.
Fantastic. Ooh, that with the coffee? Fantastic. I put my $2.20 in, and I order the Twix, right?
Yep.
Boom, a Twix comes out already on my head, all right? I got a Twix. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what's meant to happen. It hasn't got stuck in there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? Keep it on going. Another Twix. Another Twix falls out.
Two Twixes,
all right? And man, I'm just high as a kite over this. I'm just like, this is awesome because I love Twixes, and a double Twix is just going to put me over the edge.
That's
right?
Like getting like a double yolk or something on an egg. But exactly, like this is...
Except way better.
Yeah, way better.
Who cares about eggs?
Those are natural. Those things can happen. No, this never happens.
When you get a double yolk in an egg, you think, oh shit, now I'm going to eat that other yolk as well.
But when I get double Twix, I'm like...
Oh, man, I think, oh, yeah, I get to eat that other Twix now.
Yeah, you're flying.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not going to save it for a rainy day or anything. No. I'm just going to eat it then because I know that the gods are with me today. But it doesn't stop there, right? I think that is fantastic. Then what do I hear? I thought I put in $2.20, which is the exact change. And then suddenly I'm hearing change come out of the machine as well. Because... and it's going and going.
Things give it out.
I grab into the machine. There's $4 worth of change in my hand now. So I've got a free Twix. And someone, I think before me, must have put in like it was just $2.20. So like $6.20 before.
Someone put in $6.20 and left the machine.
The machine's just broken. And I'm not going to tell a soul.
No. No, that is...
You know what the funniest thing was?
It's a perfect crime.
I walked into the studio, and I share a studio with another guy now, Brody. Shout out to Brody, great guy. He comes
did
in.
Did you
the
tell him?
No,
did
no. He comes in the afternoon, and yeah. He goes, "Snitch, mate. FYI, don't tell a soul, but the machine's paying out, bro. It's paying out." And I'm like, "I know. I just got it this morning. It blessed me with its blessings."
So hang on. Yeah. Old Brody was willing to share the secrets with you.
Yeah.
But you weren't willing to share.
I hadn't thought of it.
You were keeping your greedy little secrets to yourself. Oh, your little Twix bars.
The more people know, the more chances it is to get out, all right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Snitch's genius mind. It's thought of something.
I was just going to...
I've got the giggles.
I'd had this prepped for the podcast, and I prepped it about 2 months ago when the actual movie came out. But it's literally one line. It's just... You know, when, you know, Big Hero 6, the film.
I love it. Yeah,
it's
I love
it. It's a great
film. Yeah, great.
Very good film.
Brought me to tears.
Was it Pixar? Or was it a...
No, it's a Disney.
It's a Disney.
It's a Disney.
Straight Disney.
But not Pixar.
No Pixar. All right. Oh, by the way, Inside Out.
Yeah.
You seen it yet?
Yeah.
Great film.
Oh.
Oh, well, you saw it before I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I was thinking on the way home.
I was just bringing a tear to my eye.
I cried a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, if you're fucking dead inside if you don't cry in that.
Oh, film. My. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're turning your inside out.
Yeah, we're not going to wreck it for anyone, but it's emotional, all right? I mean, literally emotional.
It's about emotions.
Literally,
being
it's
emotional.
About emotions, yeah, yeah. But
they got us.
Who would have thought in a film about emotions? But when Big Hero 6 came out,
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
it's just so fucking stupid and not even funny in the slightest, but I was like, it's going to be weird in New Zealand because people are going to be like, hey... You're going to go see Bug Horror 6? And like, Bug Hero 6? What are you going to go see Bug Hero 6?
Bug Hero 6?
About bugs having sex?
Is that, but like, is that like the like Bug's Life 2?
Yeah, is this some sex? Kind of like weird Ant-Man porn parody that you've got going on in New Zealand? I don't know. Anyway, that was it. That was the... That's all literally I wrote in my phone. But
you told
Hero
me and I was
sex.
Like, the people have to know. Turn the mics on.
People need it. Out.
Get it beaming.
Get it
send
live.
Send the message out.
Get it. Send it out to the masses.
Bug Hero Sex.
This is too good to miss.
In cinemas this summer.
In cinemas. Check it out. Produced by Snitch and Lens Industries. Lensman.
Yeah, mate.
You might be able to hear in the background the dulcet tones of Mr. George Benson.
Yeah, yeah. I love the old Benson.
He's great. He's great, the old Benson. Recently discovered by me because...
yeah.
I mean, not just me. in the household, I've discovered.
Like, he's been underground all this time, yeah, playing in the basement. Yeah. This is one record. Snitches find, is it?
Like, I'm not going to believe this. George Benson, man, he's amazing. No one's ever heard of him. Ever. All right? No. So, Linsman, I've made possibly the best purchase of at least the last 5 years, I think.
Okay.
In my life.
And what is that?
I bought a record player.
It's pretty bitchin'.
It's pretty mad, right?
It's awesome.
And that's what we listen to now. That's a literal, we're playing a record there. That's George Benson live at Carnegie Hall.
It's amazing because the record player is so small, the whole record doesn't actually sit on it. It actually floats out to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just spins around.
It's a mini record player. And it's a USB. It's run by USB. Guess how much it cost? $40, mate.
$40.
40 smackaroos. Got yourself a brand new record player. Head on down to the op shop. Get yourself some records.
Man, it's... We've been playing this nonstop.
Yeah.
In fact, we actually found out today, none of us were home. Our good mate... housemate Pat was playing records and had it spinning from 12 o'clock till now.
So it's a good thing it's still working. He hadn't burnt out the old motor by just forgetting that he put a bit of George Benson on and forgotten about it. But, you know, these things happen. That's record players are just like that, you know. They get used a lot. This one's going to last forever, I can tell.
No, I don't.
This one's going to last through the ages.
This is going to be just like the gloves that never came.
You know, it will last through the ages, though.
Why?
If I give myself a stereo checkout. All right.
Stereo checkout.
That's a weird thing to say, I know. But
give yourself a stereo checkout.
I have a record in front of me right now called Give Yourself a Stereo Checkout.
For $5.95.
$5.95 at Nicholson's.
Who's Nicholson's?
I have no idea. This is a record so you can check out how your stereo system's working, right? To see if it's working well.
Oh, no.
It's from 1973 or something. It's a seriously old record. But the fantastic thing about this record is it's got a whole bunch of tones and stuff on it, all sorts of boring shit no one cares about, like, oh, is your sound coloration working? Is your left and right channel identification going well? How about your monophonic music and tone controls?
So you're basically, it's like a CD for testing
whether
your stereo
works.
So it's like putting in, it's like listening to a manual.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But this is the best part. You want to listen to this, right? So, Linsman, for one of these little tests that you can do, what you need to have, and I'm not even kidding here, this is called live versus recorded sounds.
Okay.
Let me read out the instructions on the back here. This is for a record to play in a record player.
Read on.
Back in 1975.
Someone's...
To carry out this test, the following objects should be at hand. Matches, a bunch of keys, a newspaper, a carving knife,
a carving knife
and a steel. I don't know what steel is. A paper bag, an unopened bottle of wine, a glass, balloons, a pair of scissors, paper, feathers, and feathers. That's it.
Feathers? Where are you getting feathers from?
Where are you getting all that? Who's going to put... Okay, so this is what happens, right?
So some guy's gone out and bought all this stuff.
One of the problems with even the best sound equipment is to determine how natural the reproduced sound is, right?
Okay.
So how natural it sounds. So what happens
what does that
is,
mean?
If you listen to this... It actually plays all these sounds, right? It plays a match being lit. It plays a bunch of keys being fondled, you know?
Yeah.
It plays a newspaper being opened. And what you're meant to do is sit by the thing and when it says, a bunch of keys, you're meant to get your keys and then compare it to the sound that they play through the record player.
Jesus!
And here's people thinking that people were cool in the 70s. People were lame as shit in the 70s. If your best entertainment is sitting around home with a bunch of objects listening to how they sound versus your record player, you need to get a goddamn life.
I was like, nah, this record player is no good. I can't hear a plastic bag. Yeah, it sounds terrible.
I'm going to say, let's send a message to the 70s, all right? I'm like, guys,
you suck.
If you're doing that, FYI, guys, acid just got invented. Maybe check that out before you do this. Actually, that being said, we'd probably be pretty entertaining on acid.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. My keys sound amazing.
You could probably listen to this entire record and it would sound like George Benson. Linsman, I thought I'd leave the dulcet tones of George Benson rolling in the background.
Why are we turning them on?
For our...
Outro!
Man, it's been a good podcast.
It's been a great podcast. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good to be able to do it out of the confines of our now own home.
Yeah. And not have to go to the commercial world of evil...
Spit on them.
Radio.
The commercial radio.
Like, damn those devils.
Damn them for not picking us up for a show.
Hate them so much.
One day, my ass.
Nah, they held that carrot in front of our face too long.
Yeah. So we're out until I have to go to work tomorrow morning and then back in again.
Back into it.
Straight back into it. It's been great fun. Thanks for being with us from the Rancho Relaxo.
Yep.
Like we like to say every week.
Spread the love. Yeah. That was our tone, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'll go check my own.
Yeah, check your own stereo out, mate. Go get a balloon.
Pop it next to my face.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
Can't hear it in my left ear.